Morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, a class on the Beis, and we're learning Simen Yud Beis. So the Chayodim talks about a case where a person knows he's going to have two wines during the meal. So how should he set this up? So Imhayushneim Lefonav Bishar Shabirich Bir Piagofen. Person has both wines with him at the time he said Bir Piagofen. Yadua Eza Hu Hatoyv, and he knows which wine is better. So the appropriate thing to do is to break the bracha on the better wine. You have a choice of making the bracha ripya gofen, like any bracha, it's better to be said on something which is more chashiv. So shiva saminim could be a reason of chashivas, it could be a sholim, it could be a chashivas. So the wine itself, the fact that some wines are better wines than others, is a reason to make the bracha on that wine. So now he said the bracha on the better wine. So he said when you drink the second wine, you do not make a bracha because you do not make a bracha on a wine which is geruah. If you don't know if it's geruah or not, you make a bracha of a tovei meitiv. But if you know that it's geruah, you do not make a bracha of a tovei meitiv. The scenario we just gave was he knew which one is geruah, which one is tovei. But if he's not sure, so again he'll say the Bir Piagofen on one, and he'll make the bracha of a teva meitiv on the other. Let's say the person, for whatever reason, didn't follow the preferred way of doing it in halacha, and he said the Bir Piagofen on the inferior wine, which he should not have done, but he did so. So then you say atoyv emeitiv when you drink the superior wine. So that's pretty straightforward. Let's say a person has a reason to make the Bir Piagofen on the inferior wine. So again, the same halacha would apply. He's making Kiddush and he wants to share the Kiddush wine with multiple people, and some people don't like that other wine. So even though it's a better wine, some people don't like it. So he makes a Bir Piagofen on the inferior wine, and he would make a teva meitiv on later on when he drinks the superior wine. Now, in the Chayodim version, which comes with the Piskei Mishneh Berurah, so in the footnotes over here, he brings a Mishneh Berurah from Sifkat and Dalad. So this is in Siman Kufayin Dalad, Sifkat and Dalad, and then a Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Yud Dalad. There seems to be a steer between these two Mishneh Berurahs, and how we enter the stira has significant application, has a significant application in halacha l'maisa when we say tov ha-meitiv. So he points out in Mishneh Berurah Sifkata, in footnote 22, he brings Mishneh Berurah kasev dimahaya bebeisa bedaita l'shtoisam gamken enam avorach. So he says, this din of shem lefanov is not only if they're on the table, but if they're anywhere in the house and he's planning to drink them, you do not make a bracha. Now, if you look at the actual language of the source, this source is a Levush. Levush says that the halacha teva meitiv was said on something which is not expected. But if a person has the wine already in the house and he's planning to serve it, so you do not say a teva meitiv. He doesn't have that same type of spontaneous reaction of recognizing the hatava by the fact that you're getting this extra wine because you're planning to serve it. So in the vast majority of cases, according to the Levush, it would seem to be that it's not possible to say a toy v'meitiv because usually if you're serving multiple wines, you would plan to serve them. And they're in the house and you're planning to serve them. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Yud Dalet discusses this scenario where you have two wines, and one of the wines is inferior, one of the wines is superior. So we're saying you can make a bracha, teva meitiv, you make a bracha, Bir Piagofen, on the better wine, and then you do not make a teva meitiv afterwards. So in footnote number 23, is it a case where he's not sure which one is better? So the answer is take one off the table. And therefore, you make a Bir Piagofen on one, and you make a teva meitiv on the second one. if he's not sure which one is better. Well, according to what he said in the previous footnote, there does not seem to be any benefit in doing that because it's still in the house. He still knows about it. He's still planning to bring it. So what do we gain by removing it from the table? So this question needs to be resolved. And we will do that in the next year. And based on the resolution, we will have some practical halacha l'maisa when we say atoy v'meitiv. Have a good morning.